If municipal voters give their approval, it will not be the first time non-police officers were permitted to issue tickets. In the 1990s, the Anchorage Parking Authority oversaw that enforcement with what many perceived as a heavy-handed zealousness. In 1997, voters changed the municipal charter so that only sworn police officers could enforce parking laws. That history and concern came forward at last night's assembly meeting.
It took many years and a lot of work by a lot of people to rein in the last group gone wild.
Susan Pasillo spoke against giving parking enforcement to anyone but the police. In the 1990s, she and her sister Linny led the fight against the parking authority. Known as the parking fairies, they cruised downtown on a Cushman scooter and plugged expired parking meters. Linny has died, but Susan, decked out in purple fairy wings, appeared as the sole participant in the public testimony.
Keep our two officers downtown. We need a police presence downtown. They're non-essential personnel designated to parking enforcement. They won't be transferred somewhere else. Bring the rookies back. The rookies stopped two robberies without guns. They learned valuable skills before they went to academy, and it weeded out the ones that weren't going to make it through academy before they went to academy, saving the city a lot of money.
Pasillo said despite proponents' claims to the contrary, she believed the ultimate goal in the transfer of parking ticket authority was to raise municipal revenues. Assemblymember Pat Flynn sponsored the ballot proposition ordinance. His district includes the downtown area. Flynn said he'd be happy if citation revenues went down if it meant people were obeying the law. He also told Pasillo that the proposed charter change contains several restrictions not existent with the previous Anchorage Parking Authority.
We've restricted the geographical boundaries, we've restricted the jurisdictional boundaries, we've restricted the numbers of citations that can be enforced, only parking, nothing else. If the voters do choose to approve this, I intend to remain very vigilant. Frankly, if they do a lousy job, if what was the parking authority is resurrected as the Anchorage Community Development Authority, that will come to an end. That is my pledge.
Flynn said if problems arise, it will merely take an action of the assembly, not a charter change, to remove the Anchorage Community Development Authority's enforcement powers. Assemblymember Paul Honeman thought it was good policy to let the people decide, even as he questioned the proposal's ballot fate.
This is not the assembly making the decision. This is allowing the citizens to say, and I'm really not sure if this were to get approved and go to the ballot that the people would be willing to vote in favor of this, that it would pass by the vote of the people. I'm not sure that we could get the information out or that anyone could get the information out to quell those concerns.
West Side Representative Harriet Drummond saw the proposal as a matter of business, not municipal revenues. She also acknowledged voter perceptions and memories.
Businesses are having trouble making money because the parking meters are not turning over as they should. I was convinced by hearing that. I was also convinced by the fact that the downtown partnership and the businesses downtown who want this to come about were going to take it upon themselves to do a proper voter education campaign.
Assembly Chair Dick Traney was the sole vote against putting the charter change on the spring municipal ballot. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.